Hi everyone, I would like you to give a big welcome to Yaniv, who is coming from Israel to speak about building event-driven applications.
Thank you.
The floor is yours.
Thank you very much for this warm hospitality and for the clapping. First time in Potsdam, first time in Belgium, so I'm not sure how many locals from here, but one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen. So I'm really happy that I got the chance to visit both Potsdam and Belgium. So my name is Yaniv. I'm coming from Israel and Memphis Dev. I prepared a short and sweet tutorial about how to build an event-driven application, the main building blocks. And I also prepared a short code tutorial. I'm not sure how much time would we have for this part of the talk, but we will try to reach there. So just a quick intro about Memphis Dev. Who are we? Basically, simple as Rabbit, robust as Kafka, and perfect for busy developers. So it's a next generation of messaging brokers and messaging queues, and that's what we try to build. A bit about our open source. We are an open source project under Apache 2.0 license, so 2.2K stars on GitHub, 500 community members, contributors, production users, and if anyone is looking for an open source project to participate and maintain, we are always open and welcome new members. And that's it. So what is an event? I mean, probably I will go over some very basic stuff that you probably all know all about, but I find event-driven architecture a bit frightening. I mean, the terminology itself can be a bit frightening, but probably most of us are already participating or doing some event-driven architecture application. So just to create a baseline about what an event is, so it's a short update about something. It can be an order that took place. It can be a Kubernetes resource issue. Unfamiliar login. We see a lot of use cases around cybersecurity regarding cloud events and things that are not supposed to happen in, around our environment or premise or VPC. So we do a lot of event-driven application or event-driven workflows around that area. A network endpoint that got disconnected. All of that are basically events, and it would most probably look like that structure of day, description, and status. And it's important to save the status because we will see in the tutorial overview that we want to keep the state of the event because usually that event will go through several consumers, several processors, and we want to make sure that we are completely aware to the different stages of that event as it goes along through the pipeline. Event-driven architecture, EDA. All of a sudden, I think in the past 2 years, it's sort of turned into a buzzword. We see a lot of EDA articles and tutorials and features and companies that goes around EDA. So just to create a baseline on that part, so event-driven architecture is basically you have an event, something happened in our environment, and we trigger an action based on that. So, and when I say event, it's not that. So change the background to red, and then all of a sudden the background is turned into red. It's most like order received, and then we need to prepare the order. If, for example, we're talking about Deliveroo or DoorDash or Uber,